Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game, and that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Permission to make a suggestion on future Politics and Pints episodes?
Yeah.
We got to do episodes. I sound like an old man. Put on my programs today and pull up my clicker and sit in my recliner. We got to do these on a Friday. Because, there's pints involved. Right?
So, I understand what you're saying. It is hard, but... You know, it's dependent on the theater schedule. It's depending on the
just
host
one man's
schedule.
View. Just one man's view.
I got you.
All right.
1210WPHD.com.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. We are going to give you who was accurate, who was not bad, and who was a disaster when it came to the battleground states with their polling information. We'll get to that. And also, did you know that Tim Walz couldn't even... win the county, I shouldn't say Tim Walz specifically, but Kamala and Tim Walz, they couldn't even win Tim Walz's home county against Donald Trump in a county in which they've had success in the past as Democrats. We'll get to that story coming up. And then the university meltdowns from Columbia and Harvard and the Ivy Leagues to BYU, which is a Mormon institution, all the way out to the Pacific Northwest, as a lot of students needed to take a grief day. A mental health day. They just couldn't process it, right?
God.
I think that's what the clinicians say. You got to take time to process, right? Like if you've ever been to therapy, you got to process. I'm not taking shots at people that've been to therapy, but process is a word they use. You got to be able to process, you know, what's going on in your life. They had to stay in their dorms yesterday, folks, and on Wednesday.
Oh God.
They had to sleep in their bunk beds and then go down and get their Starbucks and get on TikTok and just let it out of their system.
So disgraceful. It's so disgraceful. It really is.
What do you think the World War II vets that are alive today think of these punks?
Maybe we should ask them next week. I really will. We talk to them. By the way, next week, every day next week, we will be featuring a new World War II veteran. Some of them, obviously, are not still alive, so we will have family members of them talking about grandparents or whatever. So it's going to be a great, and I got a lot of emails yesterday, so I will sift through them after the show today to get back to you guys. So thank you.
All right, very good. 7:04, let's get to the news. Round number two, the great Dawn Stenslin.
And good morning. This Friday morning, November 8th, we are sponsored by Malvern Retreat House this morning. Following stories across our region, including a woman in the Fox Chase neighborhood, a woman's body found in a shallow grave in a park, disturbing for neighbors as police investigate. And pending the autopsy results, we don't have the identification of this victim or the manner of her death. We have for SEPTA, no deal, no strike. That's the headline this morning, as some 5,500 SEPTA workers are not striking, despite the fact that a little over 7 hours ago, their contract expired. They continue to be on the job, and that means transporting not only workers, but tens of thousands of Philadelphia school children, some 55,000 school children who rely on SEPTA to get to and from school. So those contract talks continue, and we're watching that very carefully. And then we've been following the story nationwide and here in our region, Lower Merion, Upper Darby students receiving these strange anonymous text messages, these racist text messages saying that they've been randomly chosen to work in a cotton picking farm, and they'll be picked up in a brown van. Very bizarre situation that is under investigation by local authorities, school officials sending out letters to parents on the main line in Delaware County, Montgomery County. And we're learning more and more about these kids and adults who are receiving these strange anonymous racist text messages post-election day. Very strange. As far as the big race that's making headlines this morning is, and this is according to the AP, and even the Philadelphia Inquirer says, Dave McCormick has won. That's one of the headlines this morning. The way they word this thing is quite curious to me, because they're saying that the counting continues in this hotly contested Senate race here in Pennsylvania with incumbent Bob Casey. To my knowledge, Casey Jr. has not conceded officially yet.
Yeah, I mean, if the Inquirer has said McCormick is the winner, I mean, what else do you need to do for everybody else to acknowledge it, right? And the Associated Press. I mean, you're talking about the most widespread wire service in the country, maybe on the planet, and the local paper.
So the Associated Press, they are saying that the election, they've declared the victory. They call it an apparent victory. It's an apparent victory for Republican Dave McCormick. It's obviously considered a major upset victory, beating the, you know, longtime career politician, three-term incumbent Bob Casey. And the aspect of this giving the GOP the key win in the Senate, where the Republicans now hold 53 seats.
Mm-hmm.
And so they say, quote, while votes continue to be counted any way you slice it, this is from McCormick's communications director, Elizabeth Gregory, releasing a statement, while the votes continue to be counted any way you slice it, quote, Dave McCormick will be the next United States Senator from Pennsylvania, period.
Mm-hmm.
So to my knowledge, I'm not seeing that Casey has conceded as of yet. His campaign did put out that social media statement quoting Al Schmidt. I talked about this earlier, Secretary of the Commonwealth, quote, every legitimate vote must be counted in every election. We ask for patience as county election officials continue the work of counting the ballots. So why did the Associated Press do this? Because it's a percentages and a number game. And so, they're saying that this is all about the margins. And so that's really what they look at. And even though these are mostly provisional, mostly military ballots, they're saying that if you look at the calculation, if you look at the margins, there's basically no way that this changes,
mm-hmm.
that McCormick wins it. And yep. It's all their algorithms, their numbers, how they figure things out. And it's okay in all the other states, because we had states that were even closer than this one. I'll point you to, what was it in, I believe in Michigan, where a Democrat won, an incumbent won, and that one, boom, they called it, everybody, but this one a little more stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a piece of it, in, if I'm being really honest here, it's embarrassing for Democrats here in Pennsylvania, because you look at the GOP picking up two Pennsylvania U.S. House seats. Representative Susan Wild, we've talked a lot about this one, and she's an incumbent in the 7th district. She's beat Matt Cartwright in the 8th district, conceding yesterday, or on Wednesday, I should say, the AP calling both of those races just yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And so you look at all of these Republicans who are, winning these. It's embarrassing.
It's the red wave that we expected 2 years ago. It just came 2 years later than expected, locally and nationally.
Yeah. So one of them, I will say this, that the headline in the Inquirer that caught my eye was that Republicans flipping the Northeast Philadelphia State Senate seat, the inside Democrats are calling this the most embarrassing part of these election results, because it's 29-year-old Joe Picozzi who becomes the, and we talked about it in the win column. obviously during our election coverage, but they're headlining this, and it's just like such rubbing their noses in it for Democrats.
Yep.
And by the way, Joe Picozzi, as I've reported this whole week, he was not endorsed by the Republican Party. Okay, here in Philadelphia. So he is a complete outsider, 29 years old. But I will point out the Doherty name means something. And this is the Democrat Sean Doherty. He won his reelection in that tight Northeast Philadelphia State House race. Mm. So for Doherty, I think I will say this. I think this was about branding. And I think that, you know, Sean Doherty winning that reelection for him, that was against a tough challenger, Aziz Gill. And that's the 172nd district in the state house. So Doherty, the Democrat, was able to keep this Northeast Philadelphia district, this one, blue. Yeah. So this leaves Democrats and Republicans tied at 101 to 101 for control of the Pennsylvania state house.
Okay.
So, you know, you think about that. That was a key. This was key because I think Democrats have feared, oh, my goodness, we not only lost a major national embarrassment, but at least the Democrats could hold this tie for the control in the state house, in the House, not the Senate, obviously.
Yep. And I think as long as Republicans continue to deliver results, those numbers are going to keep shifting. So you just got to get it done now.
Get her done. So we're talking about all of this and our sponsor, Malvern Retreat House. Visit Malvern Retreat House, the nation's largest Catholic retreat house, located, of course, in Chester County. Malvern Retreat House, hosting men's and women's retreats, couples retreats, spiritual direction, recovery retreats, and so much more. Retreat from the noise, hear God's voice, malvernretreat.com. The all-important forecast. And it is important that we do mention for you that there are red flag warnings as far as we have not had a significant rain for 40 days. We really need this rain. So this is a cooler morning, but temperatures remain mild into this afternoon. Plenty of sunshine, 72 degrees. Winds will be gusty during the afternoon, gusting up to 30 miles an hour. And that's why they're putting out these red flag warnings. We know about the Jersey forest fires burning, but it's an elevated risk for the entire region for the spread of these wildfires. So they're asking anybody, please, you know, do not do a campfire, that sort of thing. Be cautious about this. Tomorrow turning cooler, but it's another sunny, bright day with the high of just 58 degrees. And then Sunday, clouds rolling in, tracking the chance of some showers, just lighter showers later in the day. And the high on your Sunday, 62 degrees. And I'll mention over the weekend, because Monday, obviously, Veterans Day. But over the weekend, many of these Veterans Day commemorations and things over the weekend. So it'll be a nice weekend. I think that the rain showers hold off until Sunday later. Monday, Veterans Day, a lingering shower that's earlier in the morning. Otherwise, the sun returns with a beautiful Monday Veterans Day for us, high of 68 degrees. Because I know a lot of people will be out and about over the weekend, and especially on Monday. So Tuesday, the sunshine continues. Our next chance for some rain looks like Thursday, but I don't see a measurable rain. And so we're increasing now 40-plus days without much-needed rain. Gale & Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 855-839-1210. Let me grab Marilyn. She is in Delaware, and she's got a message for the Hollywood elites. Marilyn, good morning.
Good morning. I think that we should take a mental day, a mental year, for all these stupid Hollywood people that are whining because Trump is president. I think him and his family have been through enough with this world, and they need to knock it off. Because if we took a mental day, you know, they wouldn't say it's because Biden and wackadoo are in office.
Biden and wackadoo. I think I like wackadoo better than my nickname I gave Tim Walz, which is Mr. Potato Head. Which, by the way, he lost his home county where he grew up in. That's almost impossible to do.
Exactly. And it just goes to show that we're just tired of the Democrats. They're whining. And The View, oh, my God, I just can't even. Yeah. They need Jesus is what they need.
Marilyn, do you watch The View weekdays? Is that a show that you tune into just to get your kicks and giggles?
No, okay. I could watch it, you know what I mean? Just to, get a laugh or two.
Yeah.
But I don't want to give them credit that right. I'm watching it, so I don't watch it at all.
Right. So basically what you just told me was this.
Nick, now listen.
Yeah.
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 I love Marilyn.
Marilyn, I got you on my board. Do you know how special that is for
special.
You? That like, that's got to go. You need to put that on your LinkedIn or your Wikipedia page.
Yep.
Right at the top of your resume. You made the Kaelin Company board.
Woo!
One more time. Here you go, man. Here you go.
Nick, now listen. You know what? You're so adorable. You guys do make my day. And
Dawn,
don't you ever put yourself there, because you are gorgeous inside and out.
Oh,
you truly are.
Thank you.
Yes.
We love you, Mary.
Yes.
You know?
Don't cut your hair, Dawn. I think that's what she said.
I'm taking credit for Dawn's beauty.
Thank you.
You're
taking credit for it. He's the beauty brand manager.
All right, 855-839-1210. I've got a couple of data points, and I promise then we'll be done with the numbers, because I know it's not exhilarating. But let's face it, we spent months and months and months. Heck, we spent years looking at polls. Who was able to get it right? Who got it wrong? We'll give you those numbers. And then also, we've got university meltdowns on the way. If we don't get to them before the cut sheet, they'll come up during the cut sheet. And I also want to read a text that I got from one of my golf buddies in Bluebell, who's a hardcore Zeoli Army listener. I met him at the conclusion of the bike ride at the Bend to Shore bike tour ride in Atlantic City on July 21st. And he sent me this text breaking down where he thinks they got it wrong. I want to read it because I think it's one of the most accurate spot-on things I've ever read. And I'll give some credit for that on the other side. It's Kaelin Company. We're back after this on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We are off to paradise once again, the Italian Riviera, on a gastronomical event that only conservative tours can deliver. Join me for 11 luxurious days with the professionals from Conservative Tours, the best tour operator in Italy, A-plus rating with the BBB, Better Business Bureau, Portofino, Rapallo, Santa Margherita Ligure, Tuscany, and the brilliant Cinque Terre. $53.78, yes, that includes your airfare, dining events at the wineries in Tuscany, even an authentic farm visit to see Parmesan cheese being crafted by hand. Call toll-free 888-733-9494 or go to conservativetours.com, conservativetours.com. You'll see, if you scroll down, you'll see a full description, even pictures of some of these hidden Italian villages you've never seen, like Giacomo Puccini, San Gimignano, the Leaning Tower of Pisa, Florence, and Milan. And we will conclude this incredible, incredible tour on the Lakes region with Bellagio, Orta, and Isola Bella. Join me next spring in Italy. It's the trip of a lifetime. I'm texting back and forth. I've made lifetime friends. And so many of those of you who went on the trip last year to southern Italy are already signing up for this one. So if you're thinking about this, I encourage you to do it quickly because it's selling out fast. ConservativeTours.com. I'll see you in Cinque Terre. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kaelin Company on demand. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
I didn't even realize this, guys. Monday for Odyssey is a holiday, but we'll be working. Don't worry.
Yeah. Well,
it's a holiday.
Of course.
Seems like every day is a holiday around here except for Tuesday. What do I know? I just make observations.
Is anybody even in the building but us?
Hello.
I'm telling you.
Sometimes.
We should just, like, you know, invite people. They would never even know, Greg. We just had, like, in the hub there, they wouldn't even know. We could, like, sneak people in.
Yeah, Stocker goes down by the hub. He goes past his cubicle and he's like,
"Where are you? Hello,
nobody there. It's unbelievable."
Hello,
Dawn autopilot. 7 o'clock hour brought to you by Holland Floor Covering. It's the region's premier family-owned carpet and flooring dealer. New carpet creates a cozy atmosphere in your home and can add warmth to any room. Showrooms in Wayne and Newtown. Free samples, no obligation estimates, hollandfloor.com. So I'll give you the numbers here real quickly on Tim Walz' home county.
This is awesome.
It's amazing. The New York Post, of course, with this one.
So
failed Veep candidate Tim Walz Walls couldn't even beat Trump in his home county in a telling final blow. They write the following: President-elect Trump's overwhelmingly win saw him net 49.6% of the vote in Minnesota's Blue Earth County, where Walz's family lived for over 20 years before he was elected governor. Walz's running mate, Vice President Kamala Harris, fell short with about 48.3% of the vote. That is a reversal from 2020, when President Biden handily won the county with 51% of the vote to Trump's 46.5%. That, according to Politico. So you can't win your home county. Odds are you're going to struggle across the board, and that is confirmed. And what I think also is confirmed, so my buddy Joe, he goes by the name Joe Snow. I won't give his last name, but he is a big listener of this station. He loves all the shows, and I met him on July 21st when we completed the bike ride. And he knows that I'm a big golfer. He's a big golfer, and he's trying to get me to join one of the local clubs in Bluebell. And we text from time to time, and he sent me this text last night. And I think this really is the epitome of what happened. He called this the lessons of the election. He said, America is a center-right country at heart. Only 25% are liberal, and the other 75% won't be ruled by the 25. I don't know if that math is accurate, but the general consensus, I feel like, is pretty accurate. And here's where I really, really agree with all the different bullet points he gives me. No data, just themes. Campaigns are about issues and serious proposals and positions, and you can't avoid having them. Kamala avoided those. Demonizing opponents and using lawfare to try to jail your opponents can and will backfire. Voters don't listen to Hollywood celebrities when it comes to voting. Most voters see Hollywood as great for entertaining, but is far removed from their concerns when it comes to voting. The working class and middle class America voters are done being disrespected by college elites. They want real, merit-based opportunities, not government subsidies. Identity politics is ultimately losing politics, as voters care more about issues, not the identity when living their lives. Young people are waking up and beginning to reject woke politics, and their turn to the center is the surprise of the election. America wants a country with real borders and a working immigration system. America's innovation comes from preserving freedom and opportunity, not from government direction. America supports Israel and sees Iran as the enemy of civilization. The mainstream media allowing itself to become a tool for a political party and an ideology and needs to reform itself or it will perish. And finally, Joe Biden should never have run for re-election. I agree with pretty much everything right there, right down the list. This is not a difficult thing to process. I know the left and the media is going to talk about sexism and racism and this and that, and I can't believe you took his crap and you're going to, you know, sign up for dictator on day one and all this stuff. No, it's just about policy, the economy, immigrations, crime, and wars. Those four were advantage Trump. That's why he won. And people are not, you can spin the economy any way, which way you want. You can talk about the stock market. You can talk about this, that, or the other thing. But when everything is so stinking expensive, unless you're in the 1%, you do feel the pinch, right? Don't matter if you make 100 grand or 50 grand, it's impacting your lives. Unless you're a millionaire, unless you make 700 grand a year and life will be just fine, we've all been impacted by it. And I think it's very, very simple to understand that. But, you know, all the talking heads, Joy Reid, they'll sit there and label Hispanic males as sexist and misogynist. But I just wanted to give these polls, and then we're going to give some of these calls here a run, too. So, according to state forecasting and the accuracy by each organization, Pollfair broke down who was good with the battleground state projections and who failed. I'll start at the bottom. Cook Report. The Cook Report only got 14% of their polling correct. Siena at 14%. CBS at 25%. The Washington Post at 33%. Bloomberg and CNN at 30%. Quinnipiac at 40%. Nate Silver's 538, 43%. By the way, there's a story out there that Nate Silver apparently packed it in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Because he was so off.
He was forecasting, and then all of a sudden he was just like, I'm done. Just a correction there. Nate Silver doesn't own 538 anymore.
Oh, that's right. He sold that,
yeah.
Correct.
So 538's his own separate thing from what Nate Silver does. Gotcha. Not that it matters, because honestly, all of these polling things are irrelevant anymore.
Suffolk and Morning Consult and Marist, 50%. Fox, 50%. Wall Street Journal, 50%. Emerson, 57%. Here's the ones that were actually pretty good. Real Clear Politics, 71%. Insider Advantage, 71%. Trafalgar, 71%. Rasmussen, 86%. Pollfair, which is the source of this, 86%. And Atlas Intel was 100% accurate. So they aced
100% accurate.
They aced all seven swing states. Now, I don't know beyond picking Trump Harris in those swing states what the other data points that they judge and correct your score on. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they were doing Senate and the House and local races, but whatever this is, Atlas Intel was 100%.
Well, speaking of all of this, since we're on this, Phil, can you pull up cut 10 here? If you guys remember, polling Nostradamus, Alan Lichtman.
Yes.
Remember his points.
I think he was 10-1 going into this election.
First he said it was going to be Biden, and then when we switched over to Kamala Harris, it was Kamala Harris. Of course, he was wrong because his touch tones were nonsense, or his touch points were nonsense. What did he say after this spectacular loss? Cut 10, Phil.
Look, my prediction for this presidential election was wrong. Yeah. I own up to it. Okay. Right now, I am taking time off today. Wednesday, through my live show Thursday. My aim is to assess why the keys were wrong and what we can learn from this era and what the election means for the future of our country going forward. The show will be at 9 p.m. Thursday, November 7th, at Alan Lichtman YouTube.
Okay. So he's taking a 36-hour sabbatical.
Yeah.
He's going to reassess. It's like me on a Sunday in the NFL when I go 1-6. You know, I look at my wife and I say, you know what? I'm not going to bet Monday Night Football, honey. I'm not going to bet Sunday night. I'm going to do some audits. I'm going to look at my numbers, and I'll start firing again next week.
Amen.
God, these guys are... By the way, who cares that you got it wrong, right? Like, this world of people... And by the way, I didn't make a prediction on this election because I didn't have a strong feeling one way or the other as to what would happen.
Well, you had a strong feeling who you wanted to win.
Oh, yeah, hell, I voted at Stony Creek Elementary, but I couldn't sit there. A lot like Frank Luntz, he's like, I can't call it. Nobody should call it. This thing is, you know, and yes, you can sit here and say, well, I knew for a year Trump was going to win. You got it right. But it's predictions. I don't understand why people are scared to make predictions. You know, who cares if you get it wrong? I guess if you're technically in the prediction business, which we're not, we're in the ratings and revenue business. It's who cares, Alan Lichtman? You don't need to and you don't need to tell us you're taking a day off. Is anybody going to notice you're gone for a day?
It's not about you.
I know.
Right?
I mean Dawn Stensland should take a victory lap because she was pretty spot on.
And Dawn deserves a ton of credit for getting McCormick. Because Greg and I, you know, kind of busted her chops saying...
Pooh-poohed it.
I was like, he'll probably lose by 6 to 8 points.
Yep.
And you nailed it, Dawn.
Yes, you did.
I think,
good job.
I mean, part of it is, I will say that for McCormick, I'll compare these two. Dave McCormick as well as Ryan McKenzie. These are two people who just ran, I think, honorable campaigns, door-to-door type campaigns, and there was nothing really flashy. I mean, Ryan McKenzie is incredible. I noticed him a while ago and just said, I just like this guy. And he's everything as far as, you know, a young guy. He and his wife have a 7-month-old baby. I mean, I would love to do a documentary on this guy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? As this young man was in, ran for state office, was a financial guy, MBA, that sort of thing. And just a no-nonsense, right down the middle kind of a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was outspent. I mean, nobody thought he was going to win. I just had him on because I liked him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. I just thought, just get to know this good guy. And so he came on yesterday, and he's just so adorable, like saying, well, we need a bigger minivan because my wife, you know, is going to go with me and back to D.C., which is a hike. But just to hear him talking about, I mean, just a hardworking guy.
Yeah.
So I think with McCormick, I want to watch these two as they I mean, obviously in different places in their lives, but it's fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that all the celebrities, a lot of people are just losing their minds over this, but yep. These two individuals, they're, you know, for them to be called anything other than, you know, good people who really are patriots, who believe in our country and want to do right. And that's what's disappointing. You know, nobody points that out, that with all this crazy rhetoric, come on already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at what the other side and even the so-called mainstream media has said.
Yep.
About not just the Trump family, but all these different individuals. Many of them are not public people.
Right.
No, you know?
Yeah.
And so their character question, mm-hmm. and all, just stop already.
Yeah. Democrats spent a lot of money in, in defeat in this cycle.
Yes, sir.
Especially at the top of the ticket with Harris, $1.2
billion. By the way, since we're taking care of some family business here, first, Road Warrior, who I believe I said yesterday called the Electoral College almost exactly.
And yeah.
312.
Yep. Good for you. He tweeted me this morning and said, victory laps are fun, but while everyone is staring at shiny objects, the GOP is going to have a secret ballot for Senate leadership on November 13th. So,
we reported that. That yeah. was like yesterday that story broke with McConnell.
Sean Farish is all for Rand Paul.
I'm not against it. The way he grilled and took Fauci to task during the COVID court cases and yep. all that testimony.
Yep.
By the way, has anybody seen Fauci? Has anybody heard from Fauci?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd Fauci go?
And also, you know, let's keep our eye on that. Also, I was in deep conversations yesterday with lawyers here. Deep conversation with lawyers here yesterday.
Uh-oh.
And we are, in fact, going to do the Jimmy Matthews, one of our listeners and YouTube chatters, will be running up the Art Museum steps next week.
Woohoo!
We have to decide on a date. It's either going to be Wednesday or Thursday. I'm not sure.
Thursday might be rainy. So.
Even better.
No.
Even better.
Come on.
Oh, Jimmy knows I love him. Come on.
Jimmy's a great sport.
He is a great sport. He could have just easily just you know,
vanished.
And been like, no, I'm not doing that. Yeah. He's like, no, I'm going to do this. He emailed me yesterday and wanted to know if we were supplying the boxers or is he?
Oh, jeez.
We need some Kale and Company. Yeah. Like PJ boxer pants.
Yeah.
Jimmy, DM me your size. I'll go to Target for you.
Right? Get some.
I need to get. The reason we're going to do it next week is because I want to get a Talk Radio 1210 WPHT flag for him to wave up the Art Museum steps.
Now, he's a great LaSalle College High School grad. Could we – maybe we could get the LaSalle College High School band out there. You know what I mean? Because he's –
So, yes. What I'm asking – that's a really good idea. What I'm asking is – I know – we're probably going to do it in the 8:30-ish time frame on one of these days next week. I'm not sure which one. We'll let you know. But I would like some listeners to show up there and like cheer them on, heckle them,
that
whatever.
Would be so much,
you know,
fun.
What I mean? It's going to be. We'll have a video crew down there, so you know you can see it all here on YouTube. But it would be better if listeners would show up there and cheer him on.
Yes.
So we'll do it next week. On Monday, I will tell you the exact date and the exact time when we are going to do it. But he's going to pay off his bet. His bet was that he was going to...
Man of integrity.
He was going to run up the Art Museum steps in his boxers with an "I voted for Kamala Harris" sign. We don't necessarily have to do that, but he can do Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, because I think that's better. It's more publicity for us, especially when he gets arrested.
I agree. See if you can get a second flag while you're at it. I'm going to put one on the back of my truck. I'll just drive around with a 1210 flag all the day.
Oh, man. That would be great. That would
that'd go over well in Montgomery County.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
we're very big in Montgomery County.
Yeah, we are.
How dare you?
Yes, we are.
Do you have those numbers? What, you can drive around in Trump towns in Montgomery County.
I can do that, yes. And I also have my Whit Payne Township, which is the little township within Bluebell, which was, again, 2-1 Harris. So,
yep.
Yeah, I'm surrounded by all the crazies.
I'm asking everybody on YouTube, all the YouTube chatters, I like to bust Jimmy's balls, show up on the Art Museum steps that morning. It's either going to be Wednesday or Thursday. I'm not sure. Maybe Friday.
Okay.
We will show up and cheer him on. He's being a good sport by doing this.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Let's rip through a couple of quick calls here before we get to the cut sheet coming up on the other side. We were talking about the McCormick race. Phil is right here in Center City with the little legal analysis on the McCormick-Casey race. Phil, you're on Talk Radio 1210.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I love your show.
Thank
Dawn,
you.
There's a saint here for you in heaven in the hereafter.
Uh-huh.
Putting up with these two guys every day.
It's true. It's absolutely true.
It's not an easy task.
It's not an easy task. She hates every minute of it.
I do not.
Anyway, it's been a while since I looked at this statute, but if it's still valid, the requirement in Pennsylvania is for any statewide office, mm-hmm. if the difference between the two candidates is 0.5% or less, mm-hmm. the Secretary of Commonwealth is required to order a recount. That recount would have to start by 5 p.m. next Thursday, the 14th. I mean, it has to be ordered by then. It has to start by Wednesday, the 20th, and it has to finish by noon on Tuesday, the 26th, which would mean for Thanksgiving, that Turkey Casey would be gone, I hope.
And this is what, zero? Currently it's at 0.3%, I believe is the number, Dawn, which qualifies, right? Because it's under 0.5.
It's just under.
It's just
it's
under.
It's just under it, but...
Okay.
With
thank you, Phil.
About 100,000. I mean, I did report that yesterday. But
I thought so.
With all the, you know, the algorithms that they're looking at and tracing, it just... McCormick is way ahead. And so I don't see the scenario by which this changes. And that's what the Associated Press, that's what everybody's looking at today.
Yes, indeed.
But, okay. They're continuing to count.
Mm-hmm. All right. Coming up next, we will get to some of the sound bites of people on social media losing their ever loving mind over a Trump victory or, in their eyes, a Harris defeat. It's Kale and Company, and the Cut Sheet is coming up next.
That's right. It is every Friday night, which is tonight, by the way, FanDuel and partners. Thank God. God, it's Friday. Oof. Every Friday night, FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casinos, giving all customers a bigger payout on a select NBA. First bets, let you get in on all the action from the opening tip. You can bet on things like who will score the first basket, which team will be the first to 15 points, and so much more. It makes watching the game so much more fun, because let's face it, the 76ers blow. it's just like, I don't know any other way to say it. So it makes watching the basketball games so much more fun. And best of all, you don't have to wait the whole game to see if you won. So you don't have to even sit through a Sixers blowout if you don't want to. Just look for Friday First in the FanDuel app and you to find your profit boost. Visit FanDuel.com/Greg to claim your Friday First profit boost. Make every moment more. Do it tonight. What else are you doing? Sit outside. It's going to be a nice night. Don't burn a campfire because it's illegal now, apparently. Make every moment more with FanDuel. And, you know, just scroll through the FanDuel app. It'll be fun. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NBA and 1210 WPHD, 21 and over, present in PA. Opt-in required. Max wager amount applies. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including token expiration. See terms for both offers at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Right now, let's get to some of the good gems. It's time for a Friday edition of What's on the Cut Sheet.
What's on the Cut Sheet?
What's on the Cut Sheet on this Friday? Sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, lease an all-wheel drive XC90 for as low as $687 per month using all applicable rebates. See store for details. Relationships really do matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. Check them out on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter. I want to start. One clip I know is from a few days ago, but I'm playing it because I want to have a conversation about the media talking about, you know, one of the things you read a lot of the exit polls about, this group went for this and this group went for that and this group. A lot has been made on college educated versus non-college educated,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
So the Democrats are hanging their hat on, well, we're the smart party. All the smart people are on our side.
Yeah, I've got my doctoral degree from Cambridge.
I'm actually going to start with cut 17, Phil. This is David Axelrod last night, and he said something, and I understand what he's trying to say. But what these guys don't understand is by saying it the way they say it, they sound like condescending a-holes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Condescending a-holes who are just like, well, you know, all the smart people went with us. And you dummies, yep. You voted for Trump.
Yep.
And you're not winning hearts and minds by doing that, my friend. Which is one of the big reasons that, in the economy, I believe, one of the big reasons why you lost. Play cut 17, Phil.
Heard me over the last few days. I do have concerns about the way the Democratic Party has relates to working class voters in this country. The only group that Democrats gained with in the election on Tuesday was white college graduates, and among working class voters there was a big a significant decline. The only group they Democrats won among were people who make more than $100,000 a year. You can't win national elections that way, and it certainly shouldn't be that way for a party that fashions itself as the party of working people. So I think he has a point. Mike knows this because we've been talking about it. You can't approach working people like missionaries and say, we're here to help you become more like us. There's an kind of unspoken disdain, unintended disdain in that. I think Biden has done, you know, programmatically some good things for working people, but the party itself has increasingly become a smarty pants, suburban, college educated party, and it lends itself to the kind of backlash that we've seen.
He's not wrong in anything he said. It's just the way he says it. The smarty pants, suburban, college educated party.
Yep. Yep, you're right. And, you know, the thing that's interesting is, I mean, and I say this as somebody with a four-year degree that thought about going to get a master's in criminology, which is the study of crime. I thought about, and I did go to law school for 88 days, and then I quit. This is no wonder why they rejected me 16 years ago. But, no, the truth is, there's a lot of smart people out there that say, you know what, if you go to college, you're stupid because you're going to be in debt forever. The trades, right? We had that story from the Wall Street Journal that Gen Z are taking up the trades and they're getting out and they're making 80 grand after 18 months. And they're not in debt.
The Wall Street Journal article that we never got to that was weeks ago was the new class of millionaires.
Yes.
Are plumbers.
And plumbers.
Electricians.
Yep.
People like that. I mean, yes. Some of the smartest people I know. Some of the smartest people I know never went to college.
Yeah.
They just don't. Even the way they say it is just let me start because I'm dying to hear what Don has to say too. But this was from a few days ago. But this was The View Sunny host, and I'm sure it's been played on this radio station. But I just want to piggyback off of what David Axelrod was saying, where she was talking about these demographics and the way she said it. Kudos to Alyssa Farah Griffin for calling her out on it. Mm-hmm. But like they don't even realize what they're saying.
Yeah,
or maybe they do. Maybe they do. I don't know. Cut 18. Phil, go.
Educated white women, is my understanding. You have Latino men actually voting more for him, and you have and black men was not the story. We're not the story here because they voted almost 80% for the vice president.
Right.
So why do you think that uneducated white women voted against their reproductive health freedoms, and why do you think Latino men voted in favor of someone that's going to deport, says he's going to deport the majority
white,
of his
white
community.
White women like being called uneducated white women. I think the economy matters, national security matters. But when you put people in these boxes, I think that's a takeaway from this.
Uneducated white women. She doesn't realize what she said.
No. Yeah. No, I mean, there's so many people out there that are like, you know, maybe I'm the dumb, right? I'm 40. I'll be 41 in January. I still owe 12 grand on my undergrad degree from Temple. 12 grand, 18 years later. I'm the dumb, right? I got out of college at 22, went into sports radio. I told you this story in the Lehigh Valley. I got offered $6.50 an hour. My buddy's like, oh, you got hired at ESPN Radio. Congratulations, man. You're probably rolling in the dough. What'd you get, 60 grand? No, $6.50 an hour.
How do you, so they were private? You took out some private loans?
I took out everything. Yeah, my parents gave me book money. That was it.
But the government loans, you have to pay back within 10.
Yeah,
right?
Well, I mean, you know, the pandemic, I paused them. And then when I had my vocal cord issue, I was out of work for like a year and a half. So, you know, like those hardships that you can apply for. So it's just you have these people, whether they're HVAC, whether plumbers, you know, people that work in the automotive industry. There's so many good jobs out there that a lot of people are too lazy to do. They think it's beneath them. And these people are going out and they're saying, you know what? No, I'm not going to be in debt, and I'm going to start at 19 and a half, 20 years old. And at that point, you know, you don't have debt, you don't have kids, you're probably not married, you get yourself a nice little apartment, and you're way ahead of those that are getting out of, like, you know, getting their master's degree at 24 years old, and they owe $82,000 in debt.
It's super smart. And I'm telling you, you have a lot of these, especially the females. There's a lot of females out there that don't go even beyond community college that find a good job doing. Yeah. And I don't know what they're doing because I've never had to look for that type of work because I'm not a female. But I don't know. I mean, bartenders make a ton of money if you're at a good joint. I know that to be a nurse, you obviously have to have some training and some education. And to become an RN, you need a 4-year degree. But I think it's very, and think about that too. We thought and we know that Trump's biggest vulnerability is women right now, even though he did better in the election, in the exit polls than we thought. Why would you, if you're a liberal pundit, why would you want to call certain females uneducated? So you're going to swing them over into Trump's favor even more.
Well, let me ask you guys this, and maybe Dawn can answer this more because she's a female, even though she yelled at us yesterday for saying that
by the way, Dawn's the toughest one on the show as well as being the only female.
Kamala was going to take her job. She said, why do you assume she's going to take my job?
Yeah, why was Frank down there doing imaging for Kamala and company? Nobody told me about this change.
By the way, that was that clip. That 1 minute clip is up on YouTube, and
yeah, so funny.
Do you think that they realize what they're saying, or do you think that they're just so oblivious that saying uneducated white women or uneducated women, whatever it was, is just so condescending and awful?
I think that they're arrogant.
Yeah,
just arrogant. Yeah.
I think Sunny Hostin's so detached from reality. You know, the money she makes to host The View. And keep in mind, by the way, she has a law degree from the University of Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. So and
she's a very privileged person.
And and you could also spin it back into her lap, Dawn. I mean, I would argue, now I don't know if she ever ended up using her law degree. Maybe she did, maybe she didn't. But I would say it's incredibly stupid to get a we're talking about a jurisprudence doctorate's degree. They call it a JD. It's the equivalent of a medical degree, right? You're a doctor of law. If you spend all that money on law school and finish and then don't use the degree, now she gets a pass because she's on The View probably making way more than she would ever make as a lawyer. But that's an incredibly dumb thing. Law school is 3 or 4 years after college, and most people walk out with $200,000 in debt.
Yeah.
So that would make you the dumb if you don't use the degree and make that money back.
Yeah, I really feel like this is this revolution that we saw over the last couple of days has been the revenge of the working class people.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And that is, I hate to tell them, that's the majority of the people in this country.
It's the heart of America.
Just is.
Yep. Here's okay. As far as college goes, the one thing I will say is that for me, when I went to school, I chose the education that I could afford because I waitressed my way through. I applied for scholarships and any grants and anything of that nature. But I will say this, that people who go to these private schools and take loans for hundreds of thousands of dollars and they can't afford it, it's just like, well, what, they might as well go out and buy a Ferrari.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, not for nothing, but like Penn State, the tuition, if you live at home, The yearly tuition is like $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
15.
Yep.
That's incredible. That's very affordable.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a lot of people. I simply would say to you, they go, oh, well, I'm going to go to pick their Ivy League or whatever this is. These are very expensive private college. You can't afford it. Mm-mm. If you can't afford it, then go to a state level school, which I would submit to you,
or community college,
or a community college.
Yep.
Community colleges are an incredible value.
I know. Yeah. I'm going to tell my daughters, I think Olivia's probably got a good chance to get a dance scholarship. Mia is probably not, but she could be on a team, but she'll probably have to pay her way. And I'm going to tell them, look, if you don't have a definitive major, what you're hell-bent on becoming a nurse, a social worker, a doctor, whatever you want to do, I mean, right up the road, girls, Montgomery County Community College. You get your basics out of the way, get your 60
Amen.
Credits.
Amen.
And then do your last 2 years wherever your heart desires.
Absolutely.
You know?
Speaking of Sunny Hostin, whatever her name is, one more. They were talking about Americans, again, out of touch, arrogant, not being able to make ends meet because they're bombarded with misinformation. So if you are an American who can't make ends meet, it's because you're bombarded with misinformation.
Right. You've been on that for too long.
The conversation was actually a good one where they were saying that, like, this is, the Democrats just couldn't speak to that. And they don't care about what some elitist Harvard professor or UPenn professor economist says that, hey, the economy is great. If they don't feel it, it ain't happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sonny Hostin has to jump in. Cut eight, Phil.
Let me just make my point here. So you have people talking about, well, how did he win Michigan? Because Democrats are saying, oh, she should have talked more about Gaza. No, union halls were empty. Dearborn went for Donald Trump. This is not about a micro issue like Gaza. It's people saying the cost of living is too high. The wages are too low. My life felt better under him. And I know what we'll say. Well, Goldman Sachs says the economy will do better under her. The analysts at UPenn and Wharton.
Well, we'll see.
Nobody who is struggling to make ends meet at the table, like how am I going to pay this bill, cares what Wharton professors say about
the economy. That's because they were bombarded with misinformation.
Just one more thing I want to say.
That's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Of course. The reality is this. You could sit here and have all these financial experts and these economists with their predictions and their projections, and you could talk about the stock market all you want and how many people play the stock market, the whole bit. But if my grocery bill was $150 and now it's $225, that's $75 a week matters. Yep. And when you look at the rising cost of everything, and then, you know, you get a raise of 2%, it's like, well, okay, I guess the alternative is better than being unemployed or staying flat with my salary, but it still doesn't match up. And, yep. And unless you're in the 1%, you are impacted by it.
All right, let's go to some TikTok meltdown, shall we?
Oh, this is glorious. By the way, they are all over social media. You can't scroll without seeing one. I love it. This is the honeymoon
so
period.
We had this conversation. Yesterday about telling kids about this, about telling kids about the election and knowing about Donald Trump,
yep.
or Kamala Harris
and Kamala.
I said that look. This is the way I parent. I'm not telling you how to do it, but like I want to keep my kids shielded, my son shielded from this as long as I can, because he doesn't need to know about politics, and he doesn't need to hear Trump or Kamala or Biden.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, live in the world that you're in and keep them innocent for a long time.
Yeah, my daughters have tried to pick and prod at me because they know what I do for a living, and I just give them stock answers. She asked me, Mia, the other one, not Olivia. Olivia's the one that calls her Kalamala. Yep. By the way, mm-hmm. she called Obama Rock Obama. Rock Obama. It's like a mixture of Alabama football and Dwayne Johnson. It's unbelievable.
By the way,
Just going to say, I told my daughter Mia, I said, no, I'm sure, honey, Kamala is a very nice lady. Like, I don't, you know, like, I'm not, they don't need to hear that stuff.
My son a couple weeks ago told my wife that he wanted to watch Daddy on TV. So she put up the YouTube
Aww.
Show on the TV. And I told my wife, turn the volume down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
put music on.
Yes, he can see me. I don't want him to hear what we're talking about.
Right.
Smile. You got to smile every once in a while. Like.
So this woman on TikTok, this is a cut one, Phil. This woman on TikTok videotapes herself telling her children, and you can hear, I don't know the age, but you can hear that they're young.
Yeah.
And they start bawling when they hear that Trump won. They start bawling when they hear Trump won.
Mm-hmm.
And she's videotaping this and putting it on TikTok
because mm-hmm.
she's a lunatic. Cut one, go.
Harris did not win.
Who won?
Trump. So.
Oh my God.
I'm.
Aww.
Take a breath.
Like child abuse.
So today
it looks like Where's
may
Waldo?
Look a little different at school. Okay, there are probably going to be friends who have questions, right?
Who are the glasses?
I'm sure your teachers are going to.
Oh my God!
How did this happen?
Wow!
I think, you know, we currently are in a country where we get to choose, right? And
deviated septum.
People have different priorities. They have different values. Some people hear what he has to say and they don't believe him. And some people hear what he has to say and they believe him and they agree with him. So today's probably, your school day is probably going to look pretty normal.
Mm.
Okay.
Life
your teachers are going to do a really great job of you know, if you have questions throughout the day or if you have big feelings throughout the day.
Big feelings. Questions.
I am sad. I'm very sad.
I'm going to cry.
Oh, my God. Raising a generation of mental illness.
Wow.
I know what mental illness looks like.
Thank you.
Look at her eyes. Way her eyes are. I can't. The nostrils.
Yeah, I know.
That's the septum issue.
Yeah, you have to
the
watch the
angle.
Video
the camera
YouTube.
Angle is probably you know the worst camera angle.
She's not getting proper ventilation.
First of all,
why would you do that with your little kids? Jeez.
We can get the substance for this in a second, but Dawn is correct, and I think you are the one who actually told me never shoot up. You always shoot down, right?
Yeah. In many aspects,
right up into her
crazy
nostrils. But no, that's like to me. That is a form of child abuse. Why would you purposely upset your children? And, you know, a good parent would say to your kids, hey, no matter what, no matter who wins, this is America. We have a great country. We're so blessed as Americans to be born here and to be part of this great country. And no matter what happens on Election Day, that's the beauty of it. Everything's going to be okay.
I just, you know, and I've said this in so many different ways, but man, between Trump shattering the establishment and rattling the cages, and then you had COVID. It's just between COVID and Trump, those two entities, you know, one disease and one person has just shattered so many people's mental well-being. I mean, I swear to God, yesterday I still saw people walking around with masks on. It's true. We see it, right? It's not even a joke. We have a mental health crisis in this country. Mm-hmm. Compare our mental health to every other nation around the planet. I don't know that there's any country as close to us in mental health issues as America. It's really sad. Do they act like this in Italy? Do they act like this in Germany, in Spain, in France? Well, we know what the French are, you know, and Stocker knows what to say about the French. But, you know, Japan, China, I mean, really?
Yeah.
Countries that have it far worse than we do.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. I don't care if you're a conservative or a liberal. I just think that keep kids away from this for as long as you can. Why would you want to? I just don't understand.
I would never teach my kids this at an early age, and when they become adults, I would never alienate my kid or separate. Like, if my daughters grow up to be left of Helen Gim, I'm going to love them just as much as I do now.
And these kids are going to go into school, and they're going to be all depressed and sad, and then they're going to, like, you know, little Susie's going to come up and say, why are you sad? And they're like, oh, because Donald Trump won. And then who's Donald Trump? And then it just, it's like this thing, and you come home, and your daughter is talking about Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. You're like, how did this happen? It's like, oh, what happened at school?
But this is, you know, we always say things begin at home, and that's just it, that, you know, for parents at home with their kids, tell your kids about the American process. Tell your kids, you could tell them about the electorate or try to play memorizing games with different, you know, presidents and that sort of thing. But to upset them and make them feel like any president or any political leader is the quote-unquote boogeyman and make them fearful, make them cry, make them feel helpless.
Yep.
That's the opposite of what we are all about in America.
I thought it was bad parenting in the Delaware Valley to raise your child a Cowboy fan. And then I see this.
By the way, our picks for Sunday are coming up at about like 9:55-ish.
That's right.
So make sure you the McCausland lock of the week.
That's correct.
Let's go to cut two here. This TikTok woman, I just love playing these meltdowns.
TikTok woman supplanted Florida man? I think they have.
I just don't understand all these people that come on and talk to, like, so just so you guys know, I went on all of these TikToks just to make sure, because, you know, you get some people that do this as like a spoof.
Right.
So I just wanted to make sure, and this person, I was like, this could be it. But I went on her TikTok, and it's true. She only has like 4,000 followers. So, like, she's literally talking to nobody. Why is she posting these videos?
Mm-hmm.
She's telling women, I didn't play this, or I didn't pull this clip, but in the very beginning, she's telling women to delete their period trackers, the period tracker apps. I didn't realize that was a thing, Dawn. So it shows when you're ovulating, I guess.
You can do that.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So she tells women to do that. She also tells women not to get married and divorce their husbands if they voted for Trump.
Okay.
Cut to go.
Thing that you may really disagree with, but I'm going to tell you anyway because I care about you and I want you to be safe. Ugh. If you and your male partner voted differently this election, if he voted for that man, you need to leave him. You need to leave him. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry. You need to leave him. I know you love him. I know you love him. I know you think he's going to change. I know you think he just doesn't understand your problems. I know that you think he's more concerned about the economy. But especially if you're married to him, you are in danger right now. You are in a lot of danger. I just know that one's going to get a lot of pushback. But this is my opinion. Yeah. Sure, whatever. This is my opinion. Yeah. Do what you got to do. But if that resonated with you, listen to your gut.
No, I mean, it didn't. But you have free speech rights, and you can say whatever you want, sure. Just like I can. So, but it's my right to say that you're crazy. At least the shirt matched the eye color.
Beautiful eyes. But what I noticed about her eyes, now she blinks a little.
Yeah.
There was a point there where I'm thinking, this is like a blinking contest, and she's winning.
Yeah, it's an empty soul.
Look at her pupils. Yeah. What is she on?
It's like Jaws when he sinks his teeth into Quint.
Yeah. She's on something.
Wow. That is... So
you are in danger because of who your husband or partner voted for?
Yes, Dawn, yes.
I thought like a sex strike was punishment. Now she's going straight for the divorce courts. She's taking your ass right to domestic relations, buddy.
So did you see the stories about the North Korean soldiers in Russia?
Yes.
That because of the porn, because they don't have porn in North Korea.
Wow.
And so they have porn now.
They only have one rocket.
So they're all, like, they can't get them to do anything else.
Right.
Oh my gosh!
Kim Jong Un said, "No filthy sights." I'm the rocket man around here. He said,
"Man,
so porn, the answer to peace." I don't know.
Yes, it is.
You peace, know? Porn, yes. And prosperity. That's all I've ever wanted.
Oh my goodness!
Look at those Middle East countries. If their women weren't covered head to toe and only allowed to show ankle, maybe the men wouldn't be so angry.
Golly, I know. Gee.
A lot of hot Arabic chicks out there, man.
Yeah.
Peace, prosperity, porn, and paper towel.
That's amen.
All the pathway to
better
life.
That's what I'm going to build my platform on when I run for office in 20 years.
Oh, my God.
Peace, prosperity, and porn. I'll win in a landslide.
The more porn, the more paper towels.
God. It's a sin. It's a sin. Sorry.
Jesus, come on, man.
Who said that? How dare you? This is Cut 7, Phil. This TikToker wants a law that requires all Trump voters to wear their MAGA gear 24/7. like a scarlet letter, I think, or a scarlet, the scarlet number. Cut 7, Phil, go.
I say we pass a law that requires anyone who voted for that orange piece of to wear their Trump hat 24/7.
I don't think anybody would mind that.
No, some of them do.
Yeah.
Because conservatives are dangerous.
Mm. Dangerous.
For anyone who isn't white, Christian, or male.
Yep.
Completely dangerous.
Very unhappy. Why is she so unhappy? Maybe she needs to watch some porn.
Yeah.
Like dynamite waiting to go off in your hand.
Damn it.
So I think we should all get a public service warning.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Boom goes the dynamite.
Boy, party with her.
Yeah. I wonder if she wants to chat to the 46% of Latinos in this country that voted for Trump or the 21% of black males that voted for Trump.
It's amazing.
That chick, that's who Putin is showing those North Korean soldiers to get them back to work.
That's right. You either get back and do what I tell you to do or it's 20 minutes with this chick.
Oh, man. By the way, youtube.com/@1210WPHD if you want to follow along. We're playing all the videos so you can watch these.
It's a sin.
Do you want to take a call on a real-life meltdown?
Absolutely.
So this actually happened in real life, despite what we see on social media. It does happen on the streets, apparently. Mike is in New Jersey, and apparently one of his neighbors had a meltdown. Mike, you're on Talk Radio 1210.
Yeah. Check this out. I was sitting in my house. It was beautiful. So I'm sitting in the house. I hear all this noise across the street. So I go to the door. Here's my neighbor who I thought was patriotic. He's got three American flags, one on each side of his door on poles and one draped over his outside banister thing. Okay. And next thing I know, he's throwing it around his yard. He's ranting, raving, ripping them off the doors. They're in the garbage right now. He's screaming. I'm yelling at him. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? He goes, that piece of crap won the election. He goes, America sucks. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And he's like, don't talk to me ever again. And I'm like, okay. So I went in the house and closed the door.
Now, did he know that you were on the opposite side of the political aisle before this or no?
No, we never talked about it. There was no, you know, thank God I didn't have a Trump flag on my front property because I guess I would have to smack him down.
Well, you know what you do, Mike? You give him a little pecan pie on Thanksgiving. You drop it off on his porch and say, hey, hope you're feeling better. You know, the sun will still come up and you can try to get redemption in 2028, Mike.
I'm not sure that's going to work with this guy. I think he's actually, and he's only... I want to say he's only like 28 years old.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
He physically has lost his mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm staring, staring at the garbage can right now by his garage door, and there are the three American flags sitting in the garbage.
Oh, man. At least he didn't burn them. Thank you for the call, Mike. We've seen that before.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Be careful.
Yeah.
Just kill him with kindness.
Seriously.
Remember back in the day when, like, you didn't know who somebody voted for, or you did, mm-hmm. and you didn't really care, and you were mm-hmm. friends with them anyway?
Mm-hmm.
Like, can we get back to that?
I'm cool with, like, the civility of not caring or the obliviousness, but I actually like that people are, you know, more and more, and it's always been where you've been able to, you know, show publicly your Democrat advertisement. I just want to live in, if you want to put something out, Republican or Trump, we should live in a world, like, hey, we don't have to agree on everything, you know?
I'll just say this. Think about what you're saying. How many... you know, people did you retweet on social media, African-American men saying never again tell a black man who to vote for?
Yes.
There was a rebellion
mm-hmm.
because people across the board, but especially African-American men felt lectured to and in this demeaning tone.
Yeah.
And, but then think about who has, think about the women that you played,
mm-hmm.
the sheep who have been, I guess, indoctrinated since childhood or school or whatever mm-hmm. that is,
yeah.
that they, because the only talking point that Democrats had this time around was, oh, it's a danger to democracy, and they bought it.
And to your point, highlighting the difference in percentage of black male voters for Trump, 21%, and female black supporters mm-hmm. of Trump, 7%, that right there, a 3-to-1 differential, that highlights the gender gap in a nutshell right there.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Jimmy Matthews, in case you didn't hear, Jimmy Matthews will run up the Art Museum steps in his boxer shorts, and he's going to be carrying a 1210 WPHD flag.
This is awesome.
Because he has to pay off a bet, because he bet that if Trump would win, that he would do this. He was very sure about Kamala Harris winning. Dawn suggested the LaSalle High School band.
Because he's an alum, yes. as is his famous uncle, Chris Matthews.
Do you have a contact there? Because do we have a contact there, Dawn Stenzel?
I'll work on it.
Yeah,
okay.
There you go. Look at Dawn. I love this.
If you can't get it, Dawn, I've got my chiropractor is the chiropractor for the football team. You know him, Dr. Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We will let you know next week what day he will be out there. We're not going to be cruel and do it on a day that it rains. So we'll check the forecast. It's either going to be Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. And we want 1210 WPHT and Kale & Company listeners to show up to the Art Museum steps and cheer him on.
Because he's good.
And by the way, Chris Forsythe, we will take you up on you videotaping the entire thing.
Yes.
So you can make a documentary. Start with the tweet or the YouTube chat and end with him running up and down the steps.
There you go.
This TikToker is telling liberals how to leave the country.
Okay. I would suggest a plane. Or a boat. Whatever floats your boat.
Go, Phil.
Here are some of the easiest ways to leave the country as an American.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I simply cannot smile at the moment. It's been a long 24 hours. Mm-hmm. If you're under 30, consider the Australia or New Zealand working holiday visa. Granted, this is a temporary fix, but Australia allows American citizens up to 3 years on a working holiday, and New Zealand offers one.
By the way,
so that could realistically
Australia doesn't want all these angry chicks.
These visas are really easy to apply for. They cost around $450. I personally did a year in Australia. I have a lot of videos about that. I'm happy to tag you if you need more info. If you have a way to make an income online, consider a digital nomad visa. Lots of different countries offer this. It's typically a one-year stay. For this option, I would look into countries like Portugal, Costa Rica, or Albania. Another option you can consider is teaching English in another country. Now, granted, this is going to be a lot easier if you do have a college degree, but there are some countries that allow you to work as an English teacher without a degree. Just get your TEFL certificate online. It typically just takes a few weeks to complete that. And if you don't have a degree, I would recommend looking into countries in Southeast Asia or Eastern Europe. Another option is looking into opportunities based on your heritage. If you have grandparents that came from somewhere that is not America, you can look into that country and see what kind of visa or residency programs they offer. For example, I know a lot of us have Irish heritage. If you have a grandparent who is an Irish citizen, you can look into...
How about France? They take all the cowards, right?
Well, thank you, Punky Brewster. You know, I hear Gaza's lovely this time of year. How about a one-way flight over there?
That's a great point. They love the Middle East so much. Why don't you go over there?
Yeah, you're all about the Palestinian movement. Go!
Yeah.
I think she brings up a good point. You know, go ahead, get a job, get a visa, go somewhere, teach English. Because no matter where you are in the world, when you travel, you realize so much about what is great about America and what we as Americans take for granted.
Yeah.
91 Ellis Exorcist reluctantly would.
Would not for me. That's a staunch would not.
Stop.
I'm going to use my executive veto power. Would not.
Sorry, Doc.
The skull cap, the winter hat doesn't do it for me on the on the ladies.
Yeah, Michael says she needs to lay off the Red Bull.
Yeah.
So all these individuals, I do wonder, what are they on? Their pupils are tiny.
Do they speed those videos up, or is that actually in real time? Who talks that quick?
But they all have that same... despondent look on their seriously
yeah, they're
this
all
despondent
soulless.
Look
yeah.
But I think it's medication.
They're all dead.
Yes,
they're medicated.
I agree with you.
Absolutely.
Most of the kids are these days. Rosie O'Donnell.
Speaking of
apparently she doesn't know that Trump is going to win the popular vote because she's very sad and she wants to get rid of the Electoral College. I don't think it would matter because Donald Trump would still be president.
Anyway, you slice it this year, folks, you lost. You lost.
Play Rosie, Phil.
For yourself, call your friends, check on them. Oh, and get ready because we're in for one hell of a ride with him at the helm and no immunity guardrails. Okay.
Like bowling without bumpers.
Okay. God bless America, people. That's all I can say. We're going to need it. And how about we get rid of the Electoral College? Okay. Does that... anybody like that?
No.
Anyone? I'm not so sure anymore. It's a popular vote. That's what we need to do.
Well, you still would have won. So there you go.
Yeah. And you're still down 5 million toots. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, here's what we'll do.
Yeah.
Only California and New York can vote in 2028. How about that? The other 48 states don't count. Whatever we can do to get a Democrat back in office. How about that?
Nick, do me a favor. You're going to have to, because there's just music in this one, but everybody watching right now on YouTube, youtube.com/i1210WPHD. By the way, if you're watching right now, please hit the like button and hit the subscribe button. Please, 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 everybody watching, hit the subscribe button. We've had amazing viewership all week and we appreciate you all watching. But please make sure you hit the subscribe button and hit the bell, so you know when we go live. This is Cut 15, Phil. Thank you.
Can I say something about Rosie?
You say whatever you want.
So we all knew about her little, remember she had like a marijuana smoking shack when her kids were young and stuff like that.
Yep.
And she put out on social media when her daughter, her 27-year-old daughter, was recently arrested in Wisconsin on drug charges and alleged child abuse and all this stuff. Rosie puts on Instagram, this is a photo from a better time for my daughter, Chelsea. Like, why would you do that? Why would you accentuate that one of your kids is all messed up? You know what I mean? Like, that's who she is. She'd rather promote herself, you know what I mean? Then just expose her. Nobody would have noticed that her daughter was arrested except that she put it out there.
Nick, I think you have a drop for
great mom
for what's wrong with Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, God. Where is it?
No, sorry. I didn't mean to put you on
no,
the spot.
No, I...
I know what a mental illness looks like. I can just say it. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, yeah, it's absolutely crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
I mean, her daughter has, these are her grandkids, ages 5, 3, 2, and 11 months.
Mm-hmm.
And this, and the mother of them, this is Rosie's daughter, is in, I mean, all kinds of felony charges of child neglect and drug abuse. This is a tragic situation.
Mm-hmm.
And the grandmother and mother decides to post on social media something so flippant and to exploit her own grandkids and daughter. That's who she is.
Yeah, it's the bad haircut, bad eyeglass segment of society is just having a rough go of it. You got Rosie, you got Cuban, you've got Rachel Maddow, you've got Keith Olbermann, you've got Philadelphia sports radio hosts again tweeting about politics when they're not allowed to.
Is he going to have a mental breakdown again?
It's, the timeline is just littered with just, you know, that's just, hey.
But isn't it funny that nobody talks about the fact, like, the Trump family, you see a loving family that's supportive of one another, you never hear anything. Look at the personal lives of these people, the way they parent, what they care about, and they put it out there. I mean, the only way I know about this is because of Rosie's own social media.
Yeah.
Not good people.
No.
By the way, are they gonna slap that sports radio host on the wrist for tweeting about politics rather than sports? What they pay him for?
Yeah, I mean it could happen. I mean, you know,
really?
Yeah, it could happen. You never know.
A glorious way to lose all your listeners.
Right. Imagine if I just came on here and did a 4-hour sports show. You guys would disappear, right?
Yeah, it's amazing to me. I mean, like, you know, there's clearly one sports station in the city, and the other one.
Hey man, if gets
beaten by us.
If I'm Joe Giglio and Hugh Douglas, I do backflips every day.
this is Cut 15. Nick, if you want to play along with this, apparently millions of liberal women are shaving their heads to protest Donald Trump.
Oh, I thought they were doing that as a salute to me.
Phil, you can play it. It's just music.
Oh, look at this. All right, we got the Clippers first. Look at the girl behind her. Is that the Undertaker? What is that?
She has a hood up.
Yep. Nose ring.
Hat, nose ring.
Tattooed hand. And here comes the Trimmers. Here comes the Clippers.
It's like G.I. Jane. That Demi Moore movie from the 90s.
And Demi Moore was hot then.
She was.
Yeah. Look at this. All right. This is what I did in 2018 when I realized I couldn't grow my hair back. I just pulled out the buzzer and said, enough. Enough.
Wow. I'm curious what this proves, or what this
proves, that you're a sick individual. But you know what?
Maybe it's a tribute to Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
John Fetterman. I don't know.
Right.
Look at the nose ring.
Dana White.
Look at the person shaving. Looks like a.
Oh, there she is.
It's like they're going to war.
She looks like the grown-up version of the girl from Stranger Things. Remember the girl 11?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. She married. Yeah, it's 11. She married John Bon Jovi's son.
Yeah. And now John Bon Jovi has morphed into something completely different.
So there you go. So liberal women shaving their heads.
So we've got shaved heads. We've got complete and total meltdowns. We've got listeners in this audience that are ready to run in their boxers. I mean, look.
I have probably the best clip coming up. And we should break. But I probably have the best clip coming up next. Remember a couple weeks ago, it might be months ago now, where we talked about... And I know you guys know the answer, so don't blurt it out. But if you guys remember, we had the conversation of if Trump actually tweets or truth socials himself.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We have the answer to that with video footage. This was released by the Trump campaign. It is amazing.
Okay.
It is amazing to see in real time how the truth tweets, whatever you call them, come out.
Yep.
We will play that on the other side.
Yes. And I also have that the University of Oregon video of... what this employee for the state-ran school,
run school,
I almost knew it right away, what he said Trump supporters should do. He's been placed on leave. We can play you that because there's so many college stories. There's Oregon, there's BYU, there's Harvard. And wait till you hear what Georgetown University told their students to do.
Wow.
We can do that as well. It's Kale and Company as we continue after this. But first, a word from our friends at DuckDuckGo, because we're all sick of big tech, right? Google and Yahoo and Bing and all these search engines out there. We don't trust them. They suppress search results. They put political slants on the things you're looking up. They spy on you. But that's why DuckDuckGo is here for you. And they're back again with this station. And now you can take advantage of a subscription-based service called Privacy Pro. And it's a 3-in-1 privacy service that's going to give you, number one, a secure VPN. Secondly, you get identity theft protection. And then lastly, personal information removal. I'm always doing things for this show that is frowned upon by the big agencies in this country. But you know what? With DuckDuckGo, I don't have to worry about anybody tracking, anybody spying, anybody stealing. And I want you to take advantage of the offer that I took advantage of. And this is exclusively for our great listeners. Just go to DuckDuckGo.com/1210 for a free 7-day trial offer. And once you love it, you are going to stay aboard with them for just $10 per month. Do it today. DuckDuckGo.com/1210.
The NBA is back, and FanDuel, in partnership with the Valley Forge Casino, is America's number one sports book, wants you to catch all the action. Right now, FanDuel is giving everyone 3 months of NBA League Pass. All you have to do is catch every tip-off, buzzer beater, and place a $5 bet, any $5 bet you want, on the NBA, and get 3 months of NBA League Pass, courtesy of FanDuel. By the way, if you don't want to watch the Sixers, you can place a bet while the game is going on. And you can win right there without finishing the game. It's amazing. Just go to FanDuel.com/Greg, FanDuel.com/Greg, to make every moment more of the season. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of the NBA and 1210 WPHT, 21 and over, present in Pennsylvania. After 3-month free trial, the full price of a league pass will be automatically charged monthly. Cancel any time. No refunds, terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Limit one pass per customer. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
One thing that I think stands out also, we can't have this conversation, a little bit to your point, Dana, is that maybe it's not so much Democrats' policies or messaging or the words that they use specifically, but there is an entire right-wing media ecosystem.
Yes.
It doesn't exist on the left.
Yes.
It does not exist in the center or mainstream. Yep. And people are getting their information in very different ways now. And Donald Trump and Republicans and Elon Musk and Joe Rogan know exactly how to reach Americans where they are, regardless of age and demographic. And that played a big role in this because of the fact of, like, the whether it was disinformation, misinformation, or different propaganda that they were feeding to the American public that made them feel the way they did, and the American public felt as though that they were being heard by Donald Trump.
And it was.
Oh my God! There's no more left-wing media. Let's go through them, shall we? We'll start with social media. You've got Facebook, Instagram, you've got Snapchat, you've got TikTok, you've got Meta, you've got Google, you've got YouTube. I know some of them are redundant. Some people are owned by other of those companies, so some of them are under the same umbrella. Of course, you've got MSNBC, you've got CNN, you've got ABC News, you've got CBS News, you've got NBC News, you've got all the papers, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Philadelphia Inquire, on down the list. But what has happened here and why they're so bothered is there is a uprising of alternative news media sources. You have Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. You have Fox News. You have Newsmax. You have OAN. You have X. You have Truth. You have Rumble. You have websites like OutKick, The Blaze, The Daily Mail, The New York Post, you know, the newspapers, The Washington Times, The Washington Examiner. So now, you know, you have the Daily Wire, all these companies, the Daily Beast, the Daily Caller, the Daily Everything, Daily this, Daily that. But you're starting to see, and again, you know, the mainstream media and left-wing media still has the alternative outnumbered, but it's starting to be like 65-35, and they can't handle that. I'm telling you. Actually, you know what? We should do a poll question.
Yeah.
Who's most responsible for the breaking of the brains of the left? Is it Trump? Is it COVID? Or is it Elon Musk? Because a lot of this is really the last 2+ years of Elon Musk buying Twitter, rebranding it to X, reestablishing free speech, and allowing the marketplace of ideas. And look, there's a lot of misinformation on X. And but guess what? Some of it comes from the left as well. But you know what? That's up for the people to sift through.
I want to ask you guys what you think about this. Joe Rogan yesterday said that he believes that Trump should not go after liberals. He should try and unite the country.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
I agree with that. And I also think, Trump has said, I don't have time for revenge. Mm-hmm. My revenge will be my success.
Let me play this.
Contrary to what the commercials claimed.
Yep.
That is what he said.
Let me play this and then you guys can comment on it. Cut five. I'm playing this. Cut five. Go.
You elected that guy, but along with that, now you get RFK Jr., you get Tulsi Gabbard, you get Elon Musk, and you get J.D. Vance. You get brilliant people who aren't ideologically captured, two of them who used to be Democrats, one of them that probably knows more about environmental polluting and about the problems with pharmaceutical drug companies and health and the consequences of all sorts of pesticides and herbicides, ingredients in your food that should be banned and are banned in another country. You got that guy in there now.
Yep.
And we got a real chance to make real change. This is like one of the first times ever where there's a real chance to make real tangible change that's going to be for the good of everybody.
Yeah,
he's got to unite people. He's got to not attack the left, not attack everybody. Let them all talk, but unite. Now it's time to unite everybody.
Well, 100.
But see, here's the, and Don, jump in real quick. But here's the thing: it's not about uniting the left and attack. This is the difference between the left and Trump. Trump doesn't attack Democrat voters. He doesn't attack liberal citizens. He goes after the media. He goes after the institutions. He doesn't go after the common folk. He doesn't sit there and call them deplorables and Nazis and the things that they do to us that support and vote for Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. That's the big difference. And he never has done that, and I don't think he ever will, to be honest.
Yeah, and I think Trump's actions always speak louder than any rhetoric or any tweet that he does.
Mm-hmm.
And so you think about Trump's team right now. Look at Tulsi Gabbard was a Democrat. You have, my goodness,
Elon Musk.
RFK Jr.
Mm-hmm.
My
Musk.
God.
Yep.
Yes, Elon Musk. These all of these Democrats coming over. And Trump's vice president, J.D. Vance, had harsh rhetoric for Trump. Everybody says, oh, he has a thin skin and he has this and that and the other. Well, look at some of the things J.D. Vance said. What was that, 9 years ago, whatever, about Trump? And then J.D. Vance is one of those people who said, wow, when he got in and I looked at his policies and I looked at the changes that he was able to make, I started to realize that look at his actions. Look at what he can do.
Yep.
And he thinks outside the box. So in my humble opinion, I think if you look at the so-called Avengers, you look at who Trump has assembled, and that tells me that this is unity.
Yeah. And look, he had thin skin 8 years ago. Although in reality, if you looked at J.D. Vance 8 years ago, he had thick skin. He had the big chubby cheeks. And then he grew, a beard. By the way, I saw a video.
You lost a lot of weight.
I did. Yeah. But I saw the video resurface of him from 8 years ago without the beard. God, did he? I mean, I get it. He was 31 or whatever at the time.
Baby face.
He looked like he was 14.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Van Jones said that we need social media regulation.
Here it comes. Here it comes.
This is cut 11. Phil, go.
There are two sets of laws and rulings we have to deal with. The Supreme Court has allowed this unlimited amount of money dumping in. And then, you know, there are legal protections that allow these companies to do what they want to and do what they will. I think in a normal country, we would say, hold on a second, maybe we need to have a different set of regulations for social media platforms now they're this big. Maybe we need to have less money in the system. Mm-hmm. But that conversation is not happening yet.
I mean, it's free speech, brother. It's the First Amendment. And what I look at is, you know, the hypocrisy, two things. So there was no calls from CNN to regulate social media in 2020 when Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg suppressed the Hunter Biden story. So that's fascinating. And then the other aspect of this is, you know what this is? This is the marketplace, right? And X is a store. It's a shop. Mm-hmm. If you don't like it, don't shop there, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's certain grocery stores, there's certain restaurants I'm not a fan of. I don't go there. I go to the places I like. Go where you want to buy the product that they're selling. Nobody's forcing you to stay.
You're 100% right. And this bothers me so much. Like, the answer for a lot of these guys and gals is always regulate. Like, mm-hmm. regulate this, regulate that. If you don't like what you're seeing on Twitter or X or Truth Social or whatever, don't go on it.
Right. Like, exactly right.
I don't understand this.
You say it all the time. You know, stop getting your news. So if you don't like it, if you don't like a certain avenue of social media, don't go there. I got off of Facebook 12 years ago.
I would not be on any social media sites. Let me repeat this. I would be on no social media sites if it wasn't for this show and my job. In fact, when they boot me out of here in 2 months, I'm just looking at the trends. I mean, you saw what happened at iHeart. You saw what happened at Cumulus. Cox just laid off a bunch of people. I'm just looking at where everything's going. little inside joke there. Mm-hmm.
I love sticking people.
I will not be on any social media when my job here comes to an end.
If I did not have a job that was dependent upon news and sports cycles of information, I wouldn't be on it. If I was using my criminal justice degree, if I was an attorney, I would not be on, unless it was to grow my business. That's it.
Yeah. Where was I going to go next? Okay, this is cut 16, Phil. We didn't play this yesterday, and I meant to, and shame on me for not doing it. We played all of the late night reaction, right? The Jimmy Kimmel clip I actually wanted to play was not the one we played yesterday. It was actually this one. he cried twice.
Oh, so he... Okay, I saw people tweeting about it, but I didn't actually see... Yeah. Snort, by the way. Yeah. A good one. That's an 8.7.
I like it.
Rating my snorts?
Rate your snort.
Yeah,
I'll give it a 7.
He gave... Well, okay.
Good dog.
Well, I step up my game.
Round 7.
Step up my game. Let me... So he did his opening monologue, and he cried, because, you know, late night comedy. Always funny. It's unintentionally funny, by the way, when somebody cries.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I have a heart of stone.
Yeah, you do.
Cut 16.
Let's be honest. It was a terrible night last night. It was a terrible night for women, for children, for the hundreds of thousands of hardworking immigrants who make this country go, for healthcare, for our climate, for science, for journalism, for justice, for free speech. It was a terrible night for poor people,
for
the middle class, for seniors who rely on Social Security, for our allies in Ukraine, for NATO, for the truth.
45 seconds, cried twice.
And democracy and decency. And it was a terrible night for everyone who voted against him. And guess what? It was a bad night for everyone who voted for him, too. You just don't realize it yet.
Right. Well, when will you realize that your economy is about to get really good and your cost of everything will go down soon and your border will be secure? There won't be people being raped by illegal immigrants or murdered. We're not going to have ridiculous, nonstop, endless, pointless wars. You know, two things, by the way. Zelensky, I hope you've been saving up that money that you've been scooping up, because those bags are about to end, buddy. But, you know, when you talk about him crying there twice, because he's been in television, he's done some cameos in movies, that's an act right there. All right? I'm just going to call it, yeah.
You think so? I don't.
That's an authentic cry?
I think he's been so broken by Trump. Okay. I really do. Yeah. I really think that.
You frame it that way.
And by the way, I'm gonna say something. Jimmy Kimmel used to be a regular on Howard Stern. He used to sit in with him for like 4 or 5 hours.
Didn't he do blackface?
Yeah, when he was on The Man Show. Like, Jimmy Kimmel was a hysterical comedian. Like, did some great bits, was great on Stern, you know, in the early 2000s. And I do think Donald Trump broke him. I think that he is, because he does these, you know, his wife comes out and she gives all these speeches now on the show. Like, it's become a political show. It's become a political activism show instead of comedy.
It's so wild that one person can mentally occupy the space in your head. I mean, and I'm not taking shots at Phil here, but Phil's a Jets fan. Okay?
You kind of are.
Phil has not seen a Super Bowl since Super Bowl III. He goes and spends his hard-earned money.
Oh,
he's flying to Arizona to watch a team that now has Aaron Rodgers that still sucks. And he's still upbeat and optimistic. He's like, well, if we win 7 of our next 9, we can make the playoffs. Donald Trump has been in office now twice. It hasn't impacted Jimmy Kimmel's bottom line once, and he's crying.
Don, Phil will be off Monday and Tuesday because he's flying to Arizona.
Tonight. He's flying. He told me this morning.
Cowboy fans, I feel no sympathy for you, but you've gone 30-plus years without a Super Bowl, and you still live your life. These people that they think the world's ending because the president didn't go in their favor.
Yeah.
It's madness.
And by the way, when you know, how dare he talk about, let's talk about Ukraine for a moment. Remember last September, I reported that they exceeded the 1 million number, about a million either deaths or severe casualties in the Ukraine-Russian war. And Trump looked at that and said, this must end. High losses on the battlefield. So for Kimmel, really, you want those deaths? There was just another struck a oncology hospital, women's hospital last night. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I saw that.
So for him, seriously,
yep.
This guy is so just obtuse to what's really happening in the world, and Trump's attempt to say, guys, we got to stop this, not only because we're not going to pay for it anymore, and look at our growing deficit, but because you have well over a staggering death toll and casualty rate. Yeah. This is horrifying.
I would just love to speak to any of these individuals, these Hollywood celebrity talking head TV show elitists that are anti-Trump. And I would just like to get with them one day behind the scenes and be like, hey, seriously, real talk off the record.
Real talk.
Are you really broken, or is it an act? Is it a bit? And I would just say, I'll never share it. Speak to me under the conditions of anonymity the whole bit.
By the way, you know why I love the show? Because it's like three friends sitting around a bar, on bar stools, talking politics, talking everything.
Drinking coffee.
Nick's the drunk.
Yep. Drunk on caffeine right now. Third cup, by the way. It's another reason why we got to do Pints and Politics on Friday, by the way.
By the way, I have not gotten to the Trump clip yet on if Trump posts his own social media and how he does it. There's
gold.
Video evidence. We'll get to that. On the other side. I promise this time. I had other stuff to get to.
All right. But first, let me tell you about my friends, our friends at the Piazza Auto Group. And we are talking today about the 2025 Hyundai Tucson. Before you know, they're going to be rolling out the 2026s. But the 2025 Hyundai Tucson is the brand's most popular SUV. Its bold new design has plenty of cargo space, while its standard all-wheel drive and great gas mileage is going to keep you prepared for any adventure that life throws your way. Even if you're on the wrong side of an election, you just get in that Tucson and you get driving, baby. It also protects you and your family with best-in-class safety ratings. You can visit Piazza Hyundai of Pottstown just off of Route 422 or in Westchester right on Route 202. Online anytime at PiazzaHyundai.com and tell them that Nick Kale sent you.
Oh, I'm thinking about doing some smoked barbecued pulled pork this weekend. You know, it's our last tailgate and of high school football. But this time of year, you want that cozy comfort food, the old-fashioned pot roast, the chicken pot pie stew, grandma's homemade meatballs. Am I making you really hungry yet? I'm talking about the menu from Whatacrock. Whatacrock.com has saved me so many times over the past week. I can't even tell you. And you know this. Sometimes life is crazy. Life is so hectic, especially this time of year. You want to make a home-cooked, healthy dinner for your family, but where do you find the time? Well, if you don't know about it already, you should find Whatacrock.com. All I do is plop one of their meals right into my slow cooker in the morning, go about my day. When I come home for dinner, when we come home for dinner, and even if I don't come home and the rest of family is there, they come home to a delicious homemade dinner simmering right there in my crock pot. Homemade, just not by me. Unlike most meal kit companies, okay, there's no prep required at all. Cleanup is so quick and easy, especially because I've also gotten through them through Whatacrock.com, those liners for your crock pot. That makes it so easy, too. So cleanup is one and done. There's no subscription or commitment required to order. You can do a subscription if you want, but you don't have to, and there's no commitment required. So you can order exactly what you want, when you want it. Whatacrock meals also make for excellent gifts, as I've talked about. Maybe you're a college student in your life. They've gone off. They're like, I miss your home-cooked, you know, old-fashioned pot roast or your beef stew. No problem. Whatacrock.com delivers it to their doorstep. And Just all you have to do is use promo code WPHT at checkout. Get $10 off your first order. Whatacrock.com, code WPHT, $10 off your first order. Whatacrock.com. Do this. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.